This is Kenny Ryan from the Laredo Morning Times, joined by Stephen Ryan of the Laredo Morning Times. Today we're going to discuss the high school basketball playoffs that we're right in the middle of. We just wrapped up round one. Laredo went 4-0. All four teams advancing to round two: Martin, Alexander, Nixon, and United. And Stephen Ryan is the basketball guru of the newspaper. He's been covering these teams just about all season long. Stephen, what did you learn from round one?
Laredo teams play with a lot of heart, Kenny. Legendary coach Bill Grugan, the recent retired basketball of LBJ coach, told me at the start of the year, what Laredo basketball players don't have in height, they make up with heart. And that is how Laredo won these four games. Just all the teams played great.
Big wins. But which one was the most impressive of round one?
Nixon upsetting Sherryland was really shocking to me. Sherryland was the number one ranked team out of the Valley coming into this tournament. They outsized Nixon at every position at the start of the game. When you looked at the two teams at tip-off, it kind of looked like Space Jam, where the Looney Tunes playing the Monstars. But there was no Michael Jordan for Nixon. You know, they were just smaller at every position. But they played really well. They gave it their all from the opening tip. Their defense was very sound and pulled off a magnificent upset.
All right, well, let's start looking forward at this week's games. We got them over the next couple of nights here. Tell me, why will this team win? Why will this team lose? First, Martin versus Ed and Big North. Why will Martin win? Why might Martin lose?
Martin will win because they're the best team in Laredo. They got a lot of talent, and they're really good defensively. They've consistently held teams under 40 points this season in district. And if their defense plays like that, they will win. They will lose because despite their talent in the starting lineup, their bench isn't always there. There have been multiple games this year where the Tigers got 0 points from beyond their starting five. In their first round game against La Jolla Palmview, Mari Renteria came off the bench and hit 6 threes on his way to 22 points. So if Mari Renteria or someone else on the bench can have a big game like that, then I don't see Martin losing any games from here on out. But that really hasn't been a consistent theme for Martin this year. If their bench struggles, I mean, they could lose. They definitely have their holes.
All right, let's talk about Alexander versus Harlingen. Why will Alexander win? Why might they lose?
Alexander will win because they have a lot of talent. I felt the entire season that the Bulldogs have had the most talent from top to bottom. They have the most depth. They have the best height. They have good guards. I mean, they're really, when they're playing their A game, I think they're the best team. I think they can beat anybody, you know? So if they just bring it, you know, they can win. But that's the thing. They don't always bring it, Kenny. Sometimes they play really soft, especially down low. I don't want to hate on any high school athletes, but Alexander's big men, sometimes they don't play very big. And at the start of last night's game, they weren't playing very big against McCall Memorial. They picked it up, though, and were a big reason Alexander came back and won that game.
All right, Nixon versus Harlingen South. Why will Nixon continue its playoff quest? Why won't they?
Nixon will continue their playoff run because they're a really tough team to game plan for. They run a very unique defense. They have a 1-3-1 zone, Nixon a diamond one zone, where they run a diamond zone with one man guarding their best player. They're just really tough to prepare for because no one else runs that kind of system. And, I mean, you can watch it on tape, you can game plan for it in practice, but it's different when you're actually on the court and seeing it. I mean, Sherrilyn, I'm sure, knew what was coming. I'm sure they were prepared and they had been practicing against it. But still, when they got on the court, it's just different. Nixon runs this 1-3-1, this defense, better than anyone else can run it. And if they can continue to fluster other teams' offenses with their great defense, yeah, I think they can beat anyone. I mean, if they can beat Sherrilyn and Martin, they can beat anyone because those two teams are two of the best in South Texas.
And why might they lose?
Why might they lose? Because offensively, they go through big droughts on offense sometimes. Offense, they struggle. They're really simple on offense. They know their defense is what got them here. And so on offense, they really just try to not turn over the ball and just take good shots. But it's a very simple offense. And if they get held to 30 points, you know, it may not matter how good their defense is.
United, the last team out there, United versus Edinburgh. Why will United win this game?
United will win this game because they're a team. They're a true team. There are no stars. There are no ball hogs on this team. They spread the floor. Everyone touches the ball in every possession. Oh, that's an exaggeration. But, you know, everyone gets their due in the United offense. And defensively, they're very strong as well. They're a very good team, defensive team. Everyone is always helping. They're really just – they communicate well. And they also have a lot of depth. That's another thing. that you can't forget about United. I don't think any team, any coach in Laredo uses their bench as much as Archie Ramos, and I think that's going to pay off for them in the playoffs.
And why might they lose this game?
Why might they lose? Because just like United, they also go through fits of not scoring on offense. I mean, we saw them against Martin a couple weeks ago. They scored 9 points in the first half against Martin and 26 for the game. I mean, they're very patient offensively. You know, they're very unselfish. But sometimes that lack of selfishness, you know, gets in the way because someone needs to take over at times, you know? Like, offensively, they go through droughts, and if they're not shooting the ball well, I mean, yeah, if their offense doesn't show up, they could lose.
All right, now these four teams we get out there, which team do you think will go the furthest in the playoffs? How far will they go, and why?
I think it's definitely Martin. They've had their sights set on going to regionals all year, and I think they'll get there. They have the most talent. CJ Martinez is the best player out of Laredo by far, but with him, they have a great dynamic duo down low in Edgar Benavides and Gabriel Rubio. And they're a great defensive team. I mean, they really are the total package. I mean, they'll get as far as their bench can take them. I don't want to put it all on the bench, but they really need a complete team effort.
That's the X factor.
That is the X factor for them. But I think Martin will go the farthest. I mean, they went 17-1 district. They're obviously the best team out of Laredo. And I think they'll make it to regionals.
All right. Well, this has been Steven Ryan and Kenny Ryan of the Laredo Morning Times. Thank you very much for listening to us. And stay tuned and keep your eyes on the Laredo Morning Times every day for the latest updates from the four Laredo basketball teams as they make their push through the state playoffs.